Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Anxiety can lead to overthinking. And if you're anxious, there's anxious thoughts that can overwhelm us as human beings. And it makes it difficult for us to make decisions in general. And it makes it difficult to take action to deal with whatever issue that bothers you. In this episode, we're going to talk about 15 smart psychology ways to calm your anxiety. If you're ready, let's do this. Here are 15 smart psychology ways that, actually, I don't want to say psychology, but the following that I'm going to share with you are 15 strategies that help you get unstuck from that feeling of anxiety. I would know that because I've had so much anxiety in my 20s and even in my 30s. But now it's come to a point where it's a lot manageable compared to before. And I know there will always be days wherein I feel anxious at times, but these 15 ways, one of them or a combination actually helped me calm my anxiety. The first one is practicing what we call the 4-4-4 breathing technique. What I do is I inhale for a count of four and hold that count for a count of four and exhale for a count of four. And then I pause. And then I repeat that time in succession, maybe three times, maybe six times, sometimes even 10 times. Remember to practice when you're also calm, so you can develop a nice habit or rhythm, would we call that. So practice the 4-4-4 breathing technique. Some people actually do it 6-6-6, which in they inhale for 6 seconds and hold their count for 6 seconds, and another exhale for 6 seconds, and they repeat that like 3 times. If that helps, hey, great for you. A second way to calm your anxiety is to close your eyes when you're stressed out. Not roll your eyes. Rolling your eyes is different, but closing your eyes. This actually helps to block out stimulation and reset your, what we call our calm clock. We have a calm clock inside of us, and it helps when you're stressed out. Just close your eyes, you know, think of nothing for that moment. Whatever is causing your anxiety, close your eyes for probably 30 seconds to a minute, maybe sometimes even 5 seconds, and just relax and think of nothing. It helps a lot when you think about nothing and go back to what it was that actually causing you anxiety and see if it actually helps. So that's number two, close your eyes when you're stressed out. The third smart way to lessen or calm your anxiety is to make sleep a priority for you. So life is lousy when you're always drowsy. Remember the time when you're in school and, you know, in the afternoon, you feel so drowsy when it's like the second to the last class in the afternoon. Due to the negative effects on our mental and physical health, sleep deprivation is just plain dangerous. Make sleep a priority. It's important to get at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep in between those. Anything outside of that is not good for you. Sleeping 6 hours, sleeping 10 hours is bad. Sweet spot is somewhere between 7 to 9. I sleep between 7 to 8. It's like an internal clock that I have. I don't even have an alarm clock anymore. Like 7 to 8 hours is somewhere in between I actually sleep and just wake up naturally. That's number three, make sleep a priority. The fourth thing that helps us calm our anxiety is to savor a positive scene or a memory. We all have that certain memory and that's good for us. Research shows that starting at a pleasant scene in nature or something in your mind for up to 10 seconds actually helps. Think about that happy place for you, whether it be a nature or a special place for you that just calms you. Savor that positive scene in your memory. Think about that for 3 times per day, it can actually help rewire your brain to focus on the good things happening within and around you. Remember that memories, even those bittersweet ones, are better than having no memories at all. Do you agree? If you do agree, let me know in the comment section. Moving on to the fifth thing that helps calm anxieties is to admit that you're anxious or angry. I do this a lot. I am the person who is the receiving end that I'm anxious or angry most of the time. Sadly, is my wife who takes it with a grain of salt, and you know, I'm so thankful for her. Allow yourself to say that you're anxious or you're angry. Tell that. be able to tell yourself that you are mad, you're angry, and that you're anxious. When you label how you're feeling, allow yourself to express it, the anxiety and anger you're experiencing actually may help you feel a lot more on the decreased side. So number 5, admit that you're anxious or angry. Admitting it is great for you. Moving on to the 6th one, which is correlated to the 5th one, which is to release the anxiety or anger that you have. Get the emotional energy out with exercise. Go for a walk, you know, walk your dog, walk leisurely for about 20 to 30 minutes. So some physical activity helps you calm down and feel better. I've been working out a lot more recently because it helps keep my anxiety levels at a bare minimum. However, you should also avoid physical activity that includes the expression of anger, such as punching walls or screaming. Some people think that doing punching bag sessions or doing shadow boxing actually helps. It's not really a great way. If you do work out, you know, release those tensions that you have, that'll be a good thing. Never go to bed mad. Stay up and fight for what you think is relaxing to you. Never sleep when you have anger inside of you. 7th way to calm your anxiety is to listen to music. I'm not saying just any type of music. So the next time you feel anxious or your anxiety level is cranking up, grab some headphones, put your earphones, and tune in to your favorite type of music. And I don't know what type of music you listen to, but I like listening to what we call lo-fi beats or low fidelity type of music. Something without lyrics. I don't like listening much to music with lyrics. When I'm driving, for example, that 30 minute to 40 minute drive that I have daily, I listen to relaxing music and it helps calm me down, whatever anxiety that I have, maybe the traffic or, you know, something about business. So listening to music can have a very calming effect on your body and mind. Be very careful about the music that you listen to. If you listen to very, you know, violent music or very heavy on the lyrics type of music, be careful with those. Listen to the type of music that will actually help you calm down, more relaxing. I'm not saying just listen to jazz or anything like that, but listen to beats that calm you down. Without music, life actually would be a mistake. Don't you agree? 8th way to calm your anxiety is to change where your focus is. You want to change your focus from this to a different one. Leave the situation, look into another direction instead, and walk out of the room or go outside. There are times when I'm so angry at someone that instead of me just releasing that anger towards that person, I just walk away. And it's been doing great for me ever since. That would help you to calm your mind. Walk away, come back, and you'll be pleasantly surprised that what you were about to say, that nasty thing that you're about to say to someone else, it's not there anymore. Number 8, change your focus. Going on to number 9, which is to relax your body. Now, when you're anxious or you're angry, it can feel like every muscle in your body is really tense, like it's very tight. Practicing progressive muscle relaxation can help you calm down and center yourself. Now, to do this, lie down on the floor with your arms out on the side. Make sure your feet aren't crossed and your hands aren't in fists, like open it. Start with your toes and release them and slowly move up to your body from your legs going up to your arms and to your head. Now, telling yourself that you're releasing each part of your body until you get to your head. And well, if you can't do that, might as well get someone to massage you. Number 9, relax your body. Moving on to number 10, and this one is free. If you can't get a masseuse or, you know, you can't have someone massage you, number 10 is to get some fresh air. The temperature and air circulation in a room can increase your anxiety and your anger, whether it be in your office or at home, or sometimes in your car. Not only will the fresh air help calm you down, but can also help the change of scenery, and it can help you have another perspective. And sometimes the change of scenery can actually interrupt your anxiety, which is a good thing, or any angry thought process that you may have. Get some fresh air, walk outside. 11th way to calm your anxiety is to practice what we call mindfulness. Now, I talked a lot about the mindfulness a lot of times, but practice observing your thoughts. Observe the thoughts in your mind rather than reacting automatically to them. Think of your thoughts as clouds floating by, like the cloud. It's just there, it's floating. It draws you, which actually draws you in, and it makes you want to run away. Like if you're just watching above outside and you see the clouds on a cloudy day, and you see the clouds bumps, they're just moving. It depends on the direction that you're looking at, but it's just moving from left to right or right to left. And it's very slow. It means that your thoughts are there, but it's just gonna go gone in a while. That's mindfulness as an example for you. Practice mindfulness. The 12th way to calm your anxiety is to stay in the present moment. Just because something negative happened in the past doesn't mean it has to happen today or maybe in the future. Ask yourself if the circumstance or your knowledge, coping capabilities have changed since the last time. Whatever happened in the past is already done. You can't change anything from that. And what's gonna happen in the future is not yet written. Stay in the present moment. Focus on the day and your task at hand. If you can't focus day by day, go by it hour by hour. And if you can't do it hour by hour, do it minute by minute. If you can't do it minute by minute, do it second by second. By all means, stay in the present moment. Write in on your heart that every day is the best day in a year. 13th way to calm your anxiety is to distance yourself from negative self-talk and beliefs. We can't necessarily stop ourselves from experiencing these negative self-talks and beliefs that, you know, we may have, but we can distance ourselves from them. For example, if you have a family member who's so negative and talking and the beliefs that they may have, can't do anything about it, but you can limit the time that you're interacting with a negative person. Does that make sense? Learn to distance yourself from all the negativity. And if you can't distance yourself, limit your time from those negativity. Even your coworker who's negative, you can limit your time with them. Moving on to second to the last way to calm your anxiety is to set routines. Create routines for yourself in the morning and before you sleep at night. We all have our set routines and we have fewer decisions to make during the day. When you have a routine, this actually frees up space in our minds for bigger and more important tasks. If you have a certain routine wherein you wake up, you take a cold shower, you make your coffee, and then you read a book, and then you work out for 30 minutes first before you actually do any type of work, where you check your emails or watch the news, you've done a lot of things already ahead of time before something anxious from your phone, like a bad news, for example, from work or from a friend, comes towards you instead of that being the first thing that you see. Set routines that are good for you. We go to the last one to help calm your anxiety, which is to read books about discipline and thoughts. So each person needs to find what we call a daily routine and treatment approach, and which actually works for you to your advantage. Reading self-help books that target anxiety management can also be very useful in your journey for, you know, to a better you. So read books about discipline and thoughts. There are many books out there. And if you know some, leave a comment in the comment section about books about, you know, discipline and thoughts. So these are 15 ways that can help calm your anxiety if you are someone that's always anxious like me back then.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.